All right. Everything's fine. I just need to calm down. They said they'd be home by 2 p.m. It's only 1 minute past. I'm sure they're fine. I mean, it's not like they died in a car crash or anything. Or got kidnapped on their way home, right? Right? I'm overreacting. Everything's fine. They'll be here soon. Maybe I should just call them and double check. Or maybe I should call the police and report them as missing. Damn it, get a hold of yourself. Everything's fine. It's fine. It's fine. Oh. Hi. You're home. No, I'm okay. I've just been waiting here for you. You said you'd be home at 2 o'clock, so... You know. Around 2? Well, I guess that is what you said. And it is only 2 minutes past. But still, if you tell me you're going to be home at 2 o'clock, you should probably come home a few minutes early. So you get here right on time. What do you mean, calm down? I'm perfectly calm. It's not like I've been pacing here for hours waiting for you to get home. It's not like I couldn't concentrate on my own work, or get any chores done around the house. And it's not like I could... Hey, don't do that. I wasn't done talking. Don't tell me to calm down. I told you, I'm perfectly fine. I wasn't worried about you at all. I mean, you're still alive, right? It's not like you died. But what took you so long? Did you stop and talk to someone after work? You got held up in traffic. How do I know you're not lying to me? You could have gone out with some friends or something after work and just didn't want to invite me because you didn't want to get embarrassed by me. Is that it? No. Well, how do I know you're telling me the truth? I don't have any proof that there was traffic. Or that you were held up at work. Take a chill pill. Don't tell me what to do. You have no idea what it's like to be stuck here alone all day, just waiting for your partner to come home. Still, you don't understand what it's like for me and my brain. Every second you're out there is a second that you're not here with me. What am I supposed to do with myself? Why can't you just get a work-from-home job? Then you never have to go anywhere. And you can always be with me. I don't like it when you leave. Because then I'm left alone with my own thoughts. And you know how that goes. I can't control myself. The house? Oh, right. I guess I did clean. I must have forgot. See, I was so in my own head that I was OCDing around and cleaned up everything. In fact, I think I mopped the floors, too. That's why it smells so good in here. I didn't even realize I was doing that. Oh, yes, I also did the dishes, so you don't have to worry about a thing. And the laundry, and I cleaned the bathroom. I even made dinner already. It's in the fridge. That way you don't have to worry about cooking. See, I can do it all for you. Though there's no need for you to want for anything. And I make plenty of money working from home. You don't need your job. I can pay for it all by myself. A nervous breakdown? That is not what I'm having. Do you remember when we met? I was so head over heels for you. So much so, in fact, that we were inseparable. We were joined at the hip for so long. And I thought everything would be perfect, just the two of us. But then you graduated college and got this job. Then we got the house and... You started going out more and more and leaving me alone. You know how much I hate that. You also stopped taking me out with you. Pretty much completely. We don't go grocery shopping together anymore, or to that bookstore you used to like, or even out for coffee. I don't understand why you're doing this to me. Why are you trapping me in this house like this without you? I mean, at least stay here with me if you're not going to let me go anywhere. Trying to control my tendencies. What the hell is that supposed to mean? So what if I'm a little obsessive over you? And maybe even a little controlling. But I thought you liked that about me when we met. You used to like how dominant I was in our relationship. I made all the decisions, picked all the meals. I even picked what movies and shows we watched together. You said you liked not having to do anything. And me taking control. That's why we meshed so well together. You didn't have to do anything at all. But this new job gave you some weird form of independence that you didn't have before. And now it's like you want nothing to do with me. I get it. I'm different than most people. And yes, I am completely obsessed with you. And I know it's not healthy. But I don't want to see a doctor. I don't want to change and I don't want to get help. This is how I am. It's how I've always been with you. I don't like change. Besides that, you're the only one who makes me feel this way. You make me crazy. Just thinking about you. Picturing us laying in bed together. You cooking while I'm kissing your neck. Us just cuddling on the couch, watching a movie or playing video games. Thinking about anything with you gets me so... you know. I can't help it. Don't tell me that it's unhealthy. I don't want to hear that from you. I don't want to be with anybody else, and I don't need a life outside of you. I don't need to be social, and I don't need to have friends. You're the only one I want. I've dedicated everything to you. My whole life revolves around just you. Why can't yours be the same? I mean, don't you love me? You used to say it every day. And now you hardly say it at all. You still do, right? Of course. I figured you would say that. Now, where was I? I get so scatterbrained sometimes I forget what I'm even talking about. Oh, right. You being late. That's what we were doing. You kept me waiting. And now I'm mad. I'd been pacing by the door for hours, just picturing all the horrible things that could have happened to you while you were out. And yet it's like you don't even care. I mean, what about me and my feelings? Do you not care about me at all? Do you enjoy hurting me like this? And making me suffer? I didn't even get any work done today. And it was all your fault. Because you weren't here. I couldn't hear you walking around the kitchen. I can't concentrate when the house is empty. Stop blaming you. Oh, is this you trying to be tough again? You think that just because you have this new sense of independence, that you get to be the one in charge now? That's not how this works. Because I'm not going to let you. I'm still the one in control. You do what I say when I say it. If I want you home, you stay home. If I want you to make dinner, you make dinner. If I want to watch a movie with you, I don't care what you're doing. You're stopping and we're watching a movie. Not anymore. My oh my. I must have something in my ear. I don't think I heard you right. Did you just tell me no? You don't get to do that. Not when I'm the one in control. You don't make decisions. Just like I said, I'm the one who's in charge. So you better take that back. And if you don't... well, then I'm just gonna have to get a little bit rough. Now hold still. You're going to listen to me or else... My. Putting up a fight, are we? You know I'm still stronger than you. You're going to submit to me. I'm not going to give up control. Not anymore. I've let this go on for way too long. What are you doing? Hey, hold on. Get off of me. I let you get the upper hand. Hey, what are you doing now? What is that? A collar? You're joking. You're not putting that on me. I already told you. I won't calm down. Get this thing off of me. What? What do you mean it's your turn? Hey, that's not fair. You don't get to... You think this is over? It's not. I have a lot more fight in me, so... How dare you? You can't control my tendencies that easily. That's not how this works. Be a good boy for you. Playing to my weaknesses, huh? Damn it. Let go of my wrists. Not until I submit. You really think you've got me all figured out, don't you? But I promise you, you don't. I can still... Hey! Is that rope? Oh, come on. You're not seriously gonna tie my hands behind my back. Hey! Just until I calm down. You're not playing fair. How dare you do this to me? No, I won't hold still. This is ridiculous. You are not the one in control. Stop saying that. Damn it. I can't move. No, I won't listen to you. And I don't want to understand. Make me? What? Wait, hang on. This is the kind of thing I would do to you. Why are you trying to turn this around on me? Because you want to make me see reason. That's... Wait, hang on. All right, I get it. You're trying to get your point across. But you don't have to... I already told you. I'm not going to submit. You're the one who's supposed to submit to me. Well, fine then. Do your worst. I won't give in no matter what you do. We'll see. Why you... Hey there, sweetheart. Thank you so much for listening. If you enjoyed this video, please leave a like and comment down below. I really enjoy reading your feedback. And if you enjoyed my content and want to see more, please feel free to subscribe. It would make me really, really happy if you did. And if you want more exclusive content, click the link down below for my Patreon. You'll get early access to audios, poll votes, and even get to pick the next spicy ASMRs. So what are you waiting for? Come chat with me and tell me a little bit about yourself. But with all of that said, go drink some water and do a little bit of self-care today. That's an order, not a request. I care about you, and your health is important. So do us both a favor, and be good for me. I love you all so much, and I'll see you next time. Love, Akihiko Kai.